Wednesday night, Or L'Chof Hei Menachemot, Dvar Halacha. Okay, we're doing Hilchos Brachos these days of the Archei Kala. Sometimes it happens that you make the wrong bracha on something, and then you realize it's the wrong bracha. So there's different cases, different scenarios, and different reactions, different things that you're supposed to talk pi'alocha. So we'll go through them, and you'll either remember them or you won't. Maybe you should learn them yourselves. It would be nice. Okay, if a bracha is not even good b'di'evid, right? You made her eights on a peanut. But you intended to. It's a regular bracha, meaning you intended to make ha'etz. So the din is, if there's ha'etz, if there's a fruit around that you had planned on eating, it's not a chiddush that you're going to eat it now. You were planning on eventually eating it. Or it's just sitting in front of me. It's sitting in front of him on the table. Or you planned specifically on eating it, even if it's in the refrigerator. So you can go eat it now. You can go eat it, and, you know, if you made her eights, then you... Wait a second. A peanut is not a nut. I'm not supposed to make eights on a peanut. And there's an apple on the table, and you can quickly grab and eat that apple. That's good. So, again, we're talking about that the bracha is invalid on what you made it. But you did it with kavana. You meant to make that bracha. And, okay. If it's a slip of the tongue, though, if you made the wrong bracha with a slip of the tongue, then it's not transferable, so to speak. You know, you made ha'etz by mistake. It's you didn't mean to make ha'etz. It's just that's what came out of your mouth. So, you say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Oli Olam Vo'ed. Rather, you could fix it up toch kidei dibur. In other words, if you realize everything that's going on, you chop right away, maybe a second or two, whatever it is, toch kidei dibur, you say, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, then you add a slip of the tongue, and you said, Baruch Pirei Eitz, Baruch Pirei Adoma. So that's okay. In the first instance, if you can do that, then you're not supposed to do the toch kidei dibur trick. If you can just eat a fruit and have the regular Baruch Pirei Eitz be validated by a fruit that you're eating, again, it's talking about you planned on eating the fruit or it's in front of you on the table, then that's better. If it's a slip of the tongue, you can't, so to speak, transfer the bracha, and therefore you either say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, or if it's Toch De Dibur, then you could switch to Bar Priho Adoma. Okay, that was... Now, let's say it's the wrong bracha, but the evidence is okay, like you made Shachol. So, the same thing. If you meant to make shahakol, if that was your intention, then you realize that it's not a shahakol, it's a adoma, so you could eat another food, that bracha, same idea, you planned on eating it, it's in front of you, so that's what you should do. You should eat the specific item, the item that has this particular bracha. Here, though, we say, if it's a slip of the tongue, then you could eat it. You could eat that food because with the evidence good. So you can eat that food, but you can't, so to speak, transfer it to the other food because you didn't mean to say shahakol. So it came out a good bracha. Again, we're talking about you made a bracha that's with the evidence okay on the food you intended to eat. With the evidence okay. But it's the wrong bracha. It could be ha'etz adoma, it could be shahakol. So if it's a slip of the tongue, then the only thing you can do about it is you can eat the food that you intended to eat, but you can't, like, so to speak, transfer it to another food. So, okay, you have to remember these halachas. It happens, it's not uncommon that a person makes the wrong bracha by mistake. Okay, now we are going to finish the psicha in Shara Bitachon, B'li Neder. And we really finished it already. Basically, he went through the benefits of bitachon. He went through the spiritual benefits, and then he went through the physical benefits. the fact that you're stress-free and that you don't take a job that's overly burdensome. That's either because of the amount of time you have to travel or distance that you have to travel, or something that's miyageya your goof in an unnatural way, something that you don't enjoy doing. And you don't have agmus nefesh if you have a slow month, or if the inventory is not moving the way you'd like to. And you're always besimcha, because you know that Hashem at worst is diapering you, as we said. So you're besimcha, Hashem's taking care of you. So that's a tremendous benefit in olam hazeh. You walk around, you're optimistic, you have a smile on your face, and you're boteach b'Hashem. V'chinen shebi'alti, he says, at the end of these two lists, at the very end of the Hakdama now, v'chinen shebi'alti mito'alios ha'bitochon be'lokim v'hana'osav, the benefits, and the benefits of having bitochon, but Torah, both in Torah u'ba'olam, mashin is damanly. The lover always throws that in many times. It's an onov, it's an onova. Mashin is damanly. I don't claim to have plumbed the depths of this topic, but this is what I figured out when I thought about it. Avoratom inyan ha'bitochon shivadvorim. So now he's going to go through bitochon. He didn't start bitochon yet. Bitochon is the seven prakim of Shara Bitochon, where he trains you how to develop it. And that's what he says now. He gives like a table of contents for Shara Bitochon. The first perek is about the definition of bitochon. Always good to start with the definition, because if you don't define it, then you don't know what it is. How can you? You can't deal with something that you didn't define. So the first step is to give a definition for bitochon. We're using the word rely. V'hasheni b'sibus ha'bitochon ala bruim. What logically? The lover likes to approach everything logically, analytically. What would allow you to have bitochon in anyone or anything? Talk about Hashem. So you have bitochon in your uncle, you have bitochon in the electric company, you have bitochon in the traffic light, you have bitochon in whatever you have bitochon in. So what, though, if you analyze it, what's causing you to have bitochon? Are you so sure it's not going to break? If you don't have to be sure it's not going to break, you can have bitochon anyway. So that's the second perek. The third perek is that if you take the first perek and the second perek, if you define bitochon, and then you work on what you need to have bitochon, he shows you in perek gimel that it only applies to Hashem. You can't really have bitochon in anything else. It's not logical. And perek, so that's basically what the third perek is about, and also other things necessary to develop full-fledged bitochon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fourth perek is a list of things that you should apply your bitachon to. Say, okay, what bitachon? What am I supposed to see? In Perek Dalet, he goes through life and he gives a very nice, compact list of seven areas where you should apply your bitachon. The Chamishi, the fifth Perek, is the different attitudes that a Baal bitachon has and a not Baal bitachon. Meaning, even if it's not nogeya bitachon directly, but there's fallout from having bitachon, and fallout from not having bitachon, and that results in different attitudes towards life, different attitudes towards events occurring in life, different attitudes towards the different events that happen to you in your life. So the Baal Bitochon has a certain mindset, a certain attitude, a very healthy, emotionally healthy one. And the not Baal Bitochon has the opposite. Whether it's resentment, anger, unhappiness, always wanting more, never being satisfied. That's the life of a not Baal Bitochon. The Hashishi, number six, is he talks about those who do not involve themselves in Avodas Hashem, and they say they'll wait until they have enough money in the bank and then they'll devote themselves to that. Until then, they're way too busy to delve into this stuff. And the seventh is what makes you lose your bitachon, what could cause you problems with the midas ha-bitachon. Okay, we'll stop here.